two.
Local news and timeless hits. WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker said the Trump administration plans to federalize 300 members of the Illinois National Guard. The government called it absolutely outrageous and un-American. This demonstrator Saturday said,
it's a continuing overreach by the president. I mean, the governor is responsible for calling up the troops when they think it's necessary.
He was in Chicago where Border Patrol shot an armed woman Saturday morning. Homeland Security said she tried to run over officers who were exiting a trapped vehicle. A federal judge in Oregon temporarily blocked the Trump administration plans to deploy the National Guard to Portland, saying the relatively small protests there could not justify the use of federalized forces. Day five of the government shutdown as Democrats want Republicans to roll back Medicaid cuts. Republicans say they won't talk until the government reopens. And some optimism, the White House framework for peace could lead to the release of all hostages held by Hamas and a stop to Israeli fighting in Gaza. This is ABC News. U.S. Treasurer Brandon Beach shared an image of a $1 coin with President Trump's profile on the front and an image from his near assassination in 2024 on the reverse. He called it a first draft of a coin to honor the nation's 250th birthday, but Case Western professor Roman Sharameta says,
I think it's a more of a political move. It doesn't have a significant economic impact. It has some legal impact because it is illegal according to the current rules of the U.S. Mint.
The law prohibits living people from appearing on currency. October's Breast Cancer Awareness Month this year marks 40 years of the campaign, and Dr. Elizabeth Komen, an oncologist at NYU Langone Health, tells ABC that one physical trait matters for cancer detection and prevention.
All women now are required to be informed on their mammogram if they have dense breasts. If you have dense breasts, you really need to talk to your doctor about whether you need additional imaging, such as a breast ultrasound or breast MRI, to detect an early cancer.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny, breezy, and very warm once again with high temperatures in the mid-80s. For tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms developing after midnight, lows right around 60. On Monday, scattered showers and cooler with highs in the mid-60s. Current temperature, 67 degrees.
Until happiness is destiny.
Just look over your shoulder.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love.
In Northeast Wisconsin. Put away the mosquito nets and get out the fire pit. And the perfect soundtrack when you're sitting around the fire? 97.9 WGBW. WGBW.
Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real humdinger, and I like them like that.
mama call. From the early morning to the early, early night. You see Miss Molly rocking at the hospital tonight. Good gal and Miss Molly. You sure like a ball. Oh yeah, rocking and you're rolling. Can't you hear your mama call? Thing.
Devil with a blue dress, blue dress on. The devil with a blue dress on.
I love the devil with the blue dress. All right, gonna sock it to me now.
Inside my car, I got pictures, got candy. I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now, I'm sure you know that I love you,
love you.
I need you,
need you.
I want you, got to have you tried. Great God in heaven, you know I love. You know I love.
So lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're
so lonely and they could die.
Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Or just take a walk down the lonely street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be, but you'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die. So lonely, baby, baby. Well, they're so lonely. They'll be so lonely they could die.
WGBW. This is the music you listen to in bed on the transistor radio you snuck under the covers. Well, sure, Mom and Dad knew.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
this goes.
I see a line of cars and they are painted black, with flowers and my love hope never to come back.
I see people turn their heads and quickly look away, like a newborn baby, it just happens every day.
I look inside myself and see my heart is black. I see my red door, I must have it into black.
Fade away and I have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green seagull turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun, just wouldn't be fair,
precious and few are the moments we too can share.
From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
Started to swerve, and then I saw the jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yeah.
that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be all right? You say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. Don't you know it's gonna be all right? All right. All right. Institution. Well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow. Don't you know it's gonna be all right? All right.
from walking out that door. Ain't too proud to pay to see no. Don't leave me, girl. Ain't too proud to breathe. Baby, baby. Don't leave me, girl. Baby, baby, baby.
97.9 FM.
You know what I'm saying. Can't stand.
From Green Bay to Green Bay. Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 FM WGBW.
Did your child miss out on the last opportunity to try hockey for free? Don't worry, I got you. It's another new Wisco 411. And I'm Amanda, here to tell you that another Try Hockey for Free opportunity is on Saturday, October 11th from 12 to 1:30 at the Tri-County Ice Arena in Appleton. This is recommended for ages 4 to 9, and no skating experience is needed. Plus, they're going to help provide equipment. If your child's always been interested and just wants to see if they like it, definitely go. My kid had a blast at the last one. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM, click events.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. There is currently no requirement that companies spreading sludge on crops must disclose whether it contains PFAS. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you. Everywhere I went, seems I'd been there before. But you bright enough for me all of my days. The love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. Thank you, baby. Sugar sometime.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa, yeah. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, now.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's like jelly.
Don't you know what I'm
I'm Brian Clark. A federal judge in Oregon appointed by President Trump blocked his deployment of National Guard troops to Portland, concluding the city's protests are not, quote, significantly violent or disruptive. ABC Selena Wang has more.
The president has already sent troops to L.A. and here to D.C., and he's now targeting Portland, Chicago, and Memphis. Now, that federal judge's order only blocks the administration in Portland for 14 days, but the state says they plan to ask for an extension.
And Illinois' governor says the Trump administration is federalizing 300 National Guard troops in Illinois. The governor called it a manufactured performance, not a serious effort to protect public safety. Saturday, the Department of Homeland Security said officers shot an armed woman in Chicago who tried to run over border officers with her vehicle. The woman was treated and released. And Egypt says talks between Israel and Hamas will begin tomorrow. The U.S. is taking part in these discussions. This is ABC News.